Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Ed Harrington, soon to not be a new friend. We're going to have, we're going to get Ed back on, and maybe, probably Beth, too, his co-author, Beth Storrs, and we'll get her back on, too, and talk about this some more. Their book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. And it's all about the truckload of biases that you and I have loaded up on ourselves that we present to the world. And when the world presents to us, we slap it back and move it out of the way and tell it we know better and all kinds of stuff like that. And it's all part of what you hear me talk about, folks, on the show with either just you and me or with guests. And that's about getting out of our own way. My friends, if there's one thing that's holding you back, and me too, more than anything else, preventing us from having breakthrough success, more than we have, it's us. As Pogo says, Ed, we've seen the enemy, and he is us, right?
That's right, Jim, exactly. One of my favorite cartoons.
Yeah. So Outsmart Your Instincts is the book. Ed Harrington, thanks. And by the way, the co-authors are Adam Hansen and Beth Storrs. And the book's available wherever books are. So what else do we need to know about getting out of our own way?
Well, you know, another one, we talked about the yes, but, and changing that for yes, and, or the foreignness response. Another one is assumptions. We don't realize it, but we come into a room, we come into an idea or a problem with all sorts of assumptions. So a really simple exercise is called assumption busting. And just write down on one column everything that's true about your business or about your situation, everything you believe to be true. Take salad dressing. It's liquid. It's in a bottle. You pour it. It's in the refrigerated section. These are all things that are true. Well, now if I do that and say, well, let's bust those assumptions. Okay, what about a salad dressing that you shake from a shaker as opposed to pour from a bottle? What about frozen salad dressing? What about salad dressing that comes in sheets like cheese and melts over your salad? Mm-hmm. So doing an assumption busting exercise is a wonderful way to kind of get out of your own skin and think about things differently. It's a really powerful, simple exercise.
Do you do that with your team in what we call a brainstorming session? Would that be the setting that you would do it in?
You can do the great stuff. The thing about this stuff is you can do it yourself sitting down. You can do it with a team. We do this all the time with our teams, you know, so we often will take them through an assumption busting exercise. If they bring to us a problem about, we need to create or an opportunity to create something like a new beverage, say, then we'll say, well, tell us everything that you mm-hmm. think is true about that. They write it down and then we tell them the opposite, to think about the opposite, you know, go ahead. And absurdity is a valuable thing. And absurdity is valuable not so much so because, you know, it's the craziness of the idea. It's how it kind of frees you up. So like when I said the fur-lined sink, well, you don't have to create the fur-lined sink, but it's the catalyst for thinking about other approaches to sinks than one normally does.
One of the things, folks, I'd like to recommend Ed and Beth and Adam's book to you for is the idea of the SWOT analysis, Ed. I like to encourage small business owners to get their teams together, you know, maybe all two of them, right? Who knows how
it doesn't matter. It only takes one.
get together and say to yourself, okay, what are the things that are coming at us that could take us down in the next year, in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years, and go through, use these different biases that they talk about in the book, and make sure that when you if you're having trouble finding out what that is, or if you do identify them and you're trying to evaluate them, you can use your approach, Ed, to make sure that you're not missing something.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, another technique, and being deliberate about that. So, yeah, you can use this day to day, but every once in a while, once a month, once a quarter, whatever, get your team together. And if you don't have a team, call in three people you know. And I recommend mm-hmm. they be different from different backgrounds and let them do these kinds of exercises with you. Because what we always work, for example, with consumers, or almost all the time, Jim, and I know you've got your Age of the Customer book. But what's great about consumers versus, call it, the corporate client, they don't have the assumptions that the clients mm-hmm. do. They don't have what we call the curse of knowledge. So clients know so much, they can't get out of that box. Mm-hmm. Well, consumers aren't restrained. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about unrestrained, bring in...
Well, they aren't constrained because they don't have to be constrained because they have their expectations. You know,
exactly. Right. They're not
thinking of manufacturing. Your clients have biases. Your clients have biases. Customers have expectations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They have needs, right? They have needs that they want mm-hmm. to met. They want to look for certain benefits, and so they ask away, and they will actually help the clients create new ideas. It really kind of humbles the clients. Sometimes I will say to listen
right.
to
and
what
in the and,
consumer
and
wants.
In the age of the customer, all they want is everything.
Yeah, well, one of my favorite cartoons is the marketing. the president asks the marketing director what do consumers want, and the answer is better products for free. So if you ever want to wonder what consumers
exactly.
want.
That's everything. Hey, Ed, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please. Tell us how to find it.
Okay, sir. It is ideas2go, that's TOGO.com. You go there and you'll
all
find
right,
everything
so check it out.
About it.
The book is called Outsmart Your Instincts. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get Ed back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.